The following is a paid program and does not reflect the views of the ownership, management, staff, advertisers, or affiliates of WHGM. Welcome to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold, sponsored by Bowers Law of Maryland.
Good morning, WHGM Gold listeners, and welcome back to another exciting Bowers Law Talk here. This is, as always, your host, Joe with Bowers, the accident injury attorney here. You know, it's great to be back here. Last week, we had a little bit of difficulty and some technical stuff going on with the guest that I really wanted to get to you guys, because we try to cover a lot of topics that, you know, when it comes to dealing with these accident cases, there's a ton of moving parts, a ton of different ways that we can work to get our clients paid. And today, I'm excited to finally have a good friend of mine, and I'm my office as an employer, because if you've worked with my office before, you know I have staff here. I employ them. They do a lot of the heavy lifting when it comes to getting our clients' medical records and dealing with insurance companies at the beginning. But these guys, I'm a client of our guest here as well. And what I want to talk about is how these things tie into accident cases as an additional benefit. So without further ado, I want to introduce my friend Jay Combs, who is part of the Voluntary Benefits Shop, another local guy. Jay, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for getting here. So I wanted to just kind of, I want to give you a couple seconds or whatever to talk about what your company does in general, and then, you know, what kind of benefits might be available out there. And then I'll ask you a couple of very pointed questions. I'm not going to lie about it. I'm not going to shy away from it, that have to do with what I am fully aware of that your company offers and how that might benefit people specifically when they're in an accident. I know that your offerings are far more diverse and broad than just accident related, but obviously I want to talk about the accident stuff. So tell me a little bit more about your company and what you guys do.
Well, I will. But let me start off by saying, you know, I'm honored to be asked to be on the show with you. And I do appreciate you professionally and personally. And, you know, I know it's part of the Mutual Admiration Society. You already talked about the fact that you offer what we do to your staff. And, you know, you made sure we did that right from the beginning as you started to grow. And, you know, what you've done for accidents that have happened to my family, indirectly and directly, I want to thank you for that, because you've been a big help. And so for anybody out there that's listening, take the time to, you know, if you know, you are unfortunately in an accident, the first call you need to make is to Joe Beth. He has definitely helped out my family. I'm not going to go into the details because that's not the intent, but I do want to brag up on how his office operates and how he personally operates. So, to talk about what I do, I've been in what's called the voluntary benefits business for 20 years. So I've literally been in since 2000. And what we do is we do voluntary benefits for companies. And what our shtick is, for lack of another analogy, is that we offer benefits to companies and to the business owners that they can offer to their staff and not cost the company a dime. That's exactly how we operate. I have over 120 companies, almost 140 companies that I have that I've had for these 20 years. And what we do is we enhance benefits and not cost the company a dime. So we find out where we could help with what we call gaps in plans. Maybe there's a higher deductible, higher co-pays, whatever the case might be. Short-term disability is not offered, but health insurance is. Life insurance is not offered, but dental is. You know, what are some plans that we can offer and enhance and offer to the staff that doesn't cost the company a dime? And that's kind of what we do. And the company is called The VB Shop. V stands for voluntary. B is for benefits, voluntary benefit shop. So I work with companies that you might be familiar with. One, it kind of has an Eiffel Tower to it. It's trans across the USA, sometimes called America. Another company's called, you might be familiar with it, they're involved with the duck. There's other companies that I have the privilege to be appointed with that I work with in that atmosphere. So I figure out what's the best way to work, what's the best company that's going to fit for the overall perspective, and that's kind of what I do.
And it's the kind of thing where, and I'm asking you this question because I've experienced this for my office and my staff, where you come in and you talk to everybody and say, hey, these are the kind of things that we can offer. And it's not like when you have a health insurance in a business, hey, we have Blue Cross, or hey, we have Aetna, or we have United Healthcare. And guess what? You get it or you don't. This is something where people can just pick and choose. Hey, I want this one and I want that one, but I don't want that one. Am I right?
Correct. So we're budget driven. So we want to make it what we call a win-win. So we want to make it a win for the business owner, that he's either or she's offering a product that is valuable to their staff. Maybe it'll reduce workman's comp claims because we can offer disability, whereas workman's comp has a 3-day wait, whereas disability has a 0-day wait. Or life insurance is something they couldn't get on their own. They can get a guarantee issue offering that is only offered to the company through the initial offering. And then if the employee chooses to take it with them, they can carry it with them at the discount that the company got it through, or whatever the case might be. But we drive and strive on budget. So there's, you know, in real estate, there's location, location, location. When voluntary benefits are offered, it's budget, budget, budget.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I've seen some of those premiums. In fact, I have some myself, and I know that they are almost non-existent when it comes to the dollar amount that they are, which is fantastic. You know, it's very, very affordable to get some of this stuff. And we're actually going to take a quick break right here. And when we get back, I want to dig into the accident plan, because obviously dealing with a lot of accidents, I know what the accident plan is. I knew what the accident plan was when I first contacted you, 4 or 5 years ago, and said, hey, I need you to come in and offer this to my people because I know how great it is. And then when we get back, we're going to do our Florida Man that we do every week. We're going to talk about that accident plan. And if we've got questions out there, whether it be from individuals that want to know about these plans, or whether it be from employers that want to know about how to implement these plans, give us a call or send us a text. It's 410-939-9446 right here on WHGM Gold. This is Joe with Bowers. We will be right back.
We now return to Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
And we are back, and this is Bowers Law Talk, and we are going to get into this week's Florida Man. And we're developing a little bit of a theme here, and I don't know whether this is something that's just happening with the Florida Man or whether it's just ones that seem to be the most interesting here. But today, September 26th, it looks like this was just last year, we've got a skinny dipping stranger. And this is a guy that went skinny dipping in his stranger's above ground pool. And this is not like your normal above ground pool. There's like a picture from the video, and we'll get into that in a moment here. This is like one of those PVC put it together from like Walmart or Big Lots sort of deals. Like not the high-end stuff, certainly not in an in-ground pool. So, you know, the moral of the story from this week's Florida Man, everybody's got one of those cameras. Don't do stuff like this. You're going to get busted just like this guy did. And I don't want to bring up George Costanza, but like the pictures that get out there and the video that gets out there might not be the most flattering, okay? I'm just saying shrinkage. So that's this week's Florida Man. And we are going to get back into our guest here, Jay Combs, who is trying to not laugh about our Florida Man, I can tell. So the accident plan, this is a plan that, like you said, it's an offering that when you come into a business, the employees can say, hey, I want this or I want that. We already talked about the fact that to the employer, being able to offer this costs nothing. To the employee, if somebody's in there, and this is for should these types of benefits be offered to one of our listeners, where I really want to be able to drive home the point of why somebody might want to consider this. What does something like this cost for somebody to sign up for?
It averages for an individual at about $5 a week, plus or minus. So, and then if they wanted to get it through the employer, it would cost them about $35 a month. So you can see that because it's offered through the employee, and we get a call once every other month from somebody's brother or cousin who we pay the dollars that we can pay, and the huge dollars, and they're like, man, that was amazing. How did that work? and then they call me and I can sign them up on a direct basis because they work for a company that maybe doesn't offer currently these kind of plans, or they're a nationwide company that I maybe can't get involved with right now or whatever. But for usually without hesitation, it's $5 a week on average for the accident plan through the employer.
I don't even know if you could buy a cheeseburger for that. That's great.
It is. And it could be, and what you've done is you've actually pre-taxed it for your staff. So through your payroll company, you've actually pre-taxed it. So they don't even miss the full five. They miss right. about four, you know?
And then, I mean, that's something where, I mean, you mentioned national businesses and not being really able to get in with those. But if somebody works for a small business and is listening right now and they've got a good relationship with the boss, with the employer, I mean, they could hear this and say, hey, look, you got to talk to this guy because I want this and you should offer it to the office. It doesn't cost the business anything, correct?
Yes. I would say 10% of my accounts that I currently have come through that resource, meaning they've left another company and went, and they didn't offer the voluntary benefits that I offer, or whatever the case might be, or they heard it through somebody else, or whatever, exactly that plan, where they went to their owner, or they went to their manager, or they went to their HR and said, you need to talk to this guy.
I mean, I can tell you right now, if I had an employee come to me about this, and obviously this wouldn't happen because we already offer it, but if they opened my eyes up to this, they whatever a gold star is worth, they'd totally get one for bringing this to me. Because it's great. And again, so like, I want to get into this. So somebody gets in an accident, and there are certain things that like almost all of my clients deal with: hospital stay or a visit, at least outpatient, getting checked out, getting x-rays and otherwise. And these things, like when somebody files a claim with you, they basically just send the medical records to you or an itemization of what they went through, and then you process the claim and a check shows up, right?
That's exactly it. Yep. And it comes to you. So right now, most of my carriers offer it through direct deposit. So we're not waiting for snail mail. Once the claim is processed, it ends up in their checking account within two business days.
Two business days. I almost feel like I'm going to make auto insurance companies look bad, and maybe that's kind of the point here.
So it takes, let's say it takes the carrier a minute for, so let's say it takes the carrier four or five business days to actually, once we send in the claim on your behalf, it takes them four or five business days. But then once we see the claim processed, we're able to tell you, don't wait for snail mail. It's in your
account.
2 days
and it's there.
That's right.
That's quick, because usually, I mean, everything that we do has to happen by check on the auto insurance side of things. But like, and these are the kind of things that our clients can get almost right away. Like, you went to the hospital, I get the records within a few days. We can send that to you, and somebody's getting. So I want to get to the numbers here, because I want the listeners here to know what's the benefit, what's going in their pocket. Tell me about, you go to the hospital and you get x-rays. What's that pay?
So you go to the emergency room, it's at least 120. If it's the x-ray, it's going to be 200. If it's a CAT scan or MRI, on top of that, it's an additional 150. If they ended up getting diagnosed with a broken leg, broken foot, whatever the case might be, the broken leg is another 500. The broken foot is 250, but they didn't have any breaks yet diagnosed. They walk out with crutches, that's another 50. Physical therapy is going to be 25. You know, I just know the numbers because I've been dealing with it for these years.
Gotcha. Yeah. So, I mean, you're talking about just a normal, no broken bone hospital visit with x-rays or otherwise. Somebody's probably putting $400 or $500 in their pocket.
That's right. Ambulance ride is 150. If God forbid it's air ambulance, it's another 1500.
Okay. 1500 if they take like the medevac, and we actually get a lot of medevac here in Cecil County. Yeah. I mean, that if you get in an accident every 5 years, it's already paid for itself. That's crazy.
I've actually done the math. If somebody's hospitalized once overnight in a 6-year period, they get way more money back into it than they would ever pay just for one overnight hospital stay.
That's tremendous. And obviously there's a whole lot of other stuff, physical therapy, orthopedic visits, things like that all end up paying out. And I can tell you that a lot of our clients get a lot of that sort of care. It's, and that's money that has nothing to do with the accident claim that I represent the client for. I don't take a fee on it. I will do everything. I will bend over backwards to get those medical records to my client so that they can process these claims. But you know, ultimately we want to do what we can to help get them that money in their pocket, and they can get that money quick. I mean, a week, 2 weeks tops by the time we compile all the medical records and then that claim on that end gets processed. I mean, that's fantastic. So and anything that you guys do that helps with if my client misses time from work from one of these accidents?
Yeah, that would be the short-term disability. And that would be another plan that person could have purchased related to their offering. And again, the easy math on that is if a person's making $10 an hour, that costs them $7 a week. So if a person is making $20 an hour, that means it costs them about $14 a week.
Gotcha. All right. And that's not bad at all. And then that's an extra little padding in there, and it's quick money that they get for, you know, time that they miss from work. Because I mean, with especially recently with the coronavirus and everything like that, more people missing more time from work, working from home, needing doctor's appointments, stuff like that. And it covers stuff that's not accident related too. If you just go to the hospital, right?
Correct. If you're missed time from work because of the hospitalization or an illness, during COVID, we've played claims for people who got diagnosed with COVID and needed to be away. I will tell you, we did not pay for any self-quarantine, but we did pay for those that, I don't mean to be late about it, but if we got a doctor's note, I saw a lot of claims paid from all my carriers. They did a great job.
I mean, I got an email recently saying that, hey, did you get a COVID test? Send it to us. We'll pay you.
That's correct.
After the fact.
That's correct.
Listen, in my world, this is the opposite of my world. Insurance companies are trying to hide every dollar they possibly can. Your company is just, I don't know, it's a different animal. So anyway, that's all the time that we have for right now. We are going to come back after a short break. We're going to take calls or texts from you. So if you have any questions for Jay here at the VB Group, send them in, WHGM Gold, that's 410-939-9446. We want to hear from you. And if somebody needs to get in touch with you, Jay, before we get to the ad break here, how does somebody contact you?
You said it best, the Columbus of Benefits. So 443-309-1492, 443-309-1492.
1492. We are sailing the seas, and we are seeking a new world of benefits for our clients. So, all right, we will be right back here at WHGM Gold.
We now return to Bauer's Law Talk on WHGM Gold.
All right, and we are back at WHGM Gold in the Bauer's Law Hour here, and we've got a caller on the line. We've got a business owner in Cecil County that has some questions for Jay about getting things started. Steve, are you there?
I am.
Good morning, Steve. You've got a question for Jay.
I do. This is so cool. I've never actually gotten through on a call before, so this is pretty neat. But Jay, you know, I'm looking to grow my business. I've heard, you know, there's all sorts of ways trying to get ahead and attract the right employees and get the right people. But I've heard your benefits don't cost a dime, and it'll really accelerate my hiring process. So how do I get involved with something like that?
Well, it does. And the fact is that what Joe Beth already highlighted in the previous segments that he did with his staff, it didn't cost them a dime or him a dime. And then for you, you know, a lot of the companies that I deal with, they might offer major medical or dental or vision, but what about the other ancillary things? What we can do is meet with you, take time to find out your company size, come up with the best carrier approach. And what I mean by that is, on the previous segment, you might've heard me refer to there's a duck out there, and then there's an Eiffel Tower looking thing out there that is a trans company that runs across the whole company called America, and those kind of other carriers. And so we find out what's the best for you, your needs, and your company. And I refer to it as you heard on the previous segment, probably, that it's a win-win. I'm going to make sure it's win for you as a business owner, but it's also a win for your staff related to that. So there are benefits I couldn't offer except through you, and that's emphasized, and we find out where I can help. Can I help reduce workman's comp? Can I help soften the blow with deductibles and co-pays? Where can I help? Where is there a need?
That is pretty cool. Now, how hard is it for me as an owner? Is there like a ton of paperwork, or what have I got to do?
Well, I'd like to think that, I mean, I'll be able to give you references, but I'd like to think it is easy. It's just taken out of your company's payroll. So you probably have either internally done or a payroll company that you service. We send it out. Some of the products can even be pre-taxed, so it can actually save you FICA money. So not only is it free, it could be better than free, because we can do some pre-taxing plans and do that option for free as well.
So this is just such an awesome idea. So I can add benefits and it's going to be easy and it doesn't cost me anything.
That's correct. There's some, you know, I don't want you to think there's nothing to it, but there is some, maybe some sweat equity, but it's very minor. And once it's set up, it's rolling easy and it's easy to do. My clients will tell you that the billing process is easy. The invoicing is easy. The actual deductions are easy.
Wow. So how do we start? Do I call you? Or are you calling me? What can we do here?
Yeah. So
I'm excited.
Thank you. So call me. My number is 443-309-1492. Joe Best says it's the Columbus of benefits. So 443-309-1492. And I look forward to matching up with you, Steve, and we can definitely make it work. I'm honored to have you call in.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you both. I appreciate what you're doing for the community. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for calling. So yeah, we are definitely over the time that we have. I want to thank Jay for being here. I want to thank our callers. You know, it's great to be able to do this every week, and feel free to call or text even after times, or call my office, 410-885-6200. If you have questions, and obviously you know my number because I'm out here all the time. If you end up wanting to get in touch with Jay, give us a call. We can put you in touch with him. Or like I said, he's the Christopher Columbus of benefits. So remember that 1492. We'll try to remember something catchy for the 309. But for now, this is Joe with Bowers signing off here from the Bowers Law Talk on WHGM Gold. We will be back at it right here, same time, same channels next week. Have a good week.